just standing in for him today, this morning. Today's I'm going to share with you this passage from the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 21 to 31. But now, apart from the law of the righteousness of God has been manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinctions. For all who have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace, through redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displays publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstrations, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who have faith in Jesus. When then is boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law or what words? No, by the law of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law, or is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentile also? Yes, of Gentile also. Since indeed God, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith, is one. Do we then nullify the law through faith? May it never be. On the contrary, we establish the law. Let's bow our head and pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you today and just ask you to download to us, Lord, that what you want to say to us, you know, through today's message. And really just, you know, come before you early in the morning and ask you to refresh us, to wash away, you know, all the junk that we've accumulated yesterday, you know, and just energize each one of us. And I'll just ask you to lead us through this morning prayer. Thank you, Lord, and I'll pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, I think you all know that, you know, I just finished my program on Master of Divinity. So at this particular moment, I actually doing a training program in Baptist hospitals as a chaplain trainee. So it's like a pastor sort of thing, pastor in a hospital setting. It's like a 10-week course. And every Tuesday and Wednesday morning, we have to go and distribute photos for the mother who just gave birth to baby. And every day there's about, you know, 30 to 40 baby being born in the hospitals. And so on Tuesday and Wednesday morning, it was a really happy event. We go in and we bring the present. Inside the package, it is the Bible, a photo album, and a book that actually for the parents to write down the growth, like the baby's going to grow during that year. And a lot of our people who come to our hospitals are actually from mainland China. So a lot of them haven't heard about gospel, or some of them heard about gospel but don't know much about it. And it was this golden opportunity, that 15 minutes we're going to share with them, you know, about Jesus and how God loved them. And one of the things that I learned from my people who work with me, also a student working with me, is that, I don't know whether you guys know about this, it's called Four Spiritual Law. It's quite handy. It's like a tract that you carry and you show it to people, and you actually share with them, you know, the main gist of our belief, what are we believing in, and why Jesus is so important, and is the salvation. So today the passage from Romans is justification of faith. It's also it is a reflection of the four spiritual law. And maybe just let me just have a quick rundown on, like, you know, the four spiritual law that we talk about to the mothers. So the first, we always go into this little booklet, and it will say, you know, God really loved you and have this wonderful plan for you. And then we raise the question, is like, you know, how come people are not living to their fullest? How come they are not having the abundant life that God had promised in the Bible? And then we will show them these pictures of, you know, man is sin. It's just like in the scriptures, all man has sinned, and because of the sin, we separate from God, and we will no longer connect with God, and we have this big picture of two. One is on one side is God, the other side is man, and this huge gap. And people try to reach God, you know, through religions like Buddhism. They try to reach God, they cannot do it through their own good work. You know, good work brings salvation, but. But then we all show them it doesn't work, it doesn't connect with God. And the only way that God provided us is through Jesus. And the only salvation plan is through the blood of Jesus. And God. And then the next picture we're gonna show them is the two big gap being filled by the big cross. Does it ring any bell to you guys? Like, see those pictures before? And then this is only provision, and we're showing, you know, like the scripture here talk about, you know, that Jesus being Jesus being the bridge, and he also come in as an atonement. I think today's passage really spoke to me. It's about the things that God did for us. It's really the gift of God that he didn't ask us to give God anything, not the work, hard work that we are doing, but simply he is the one who master planned. He know that we stray away from God, and he sent his only son. It is in the scripture here, it is like all the actions are being taken by God himself. He is the one that who sent Jesus here. He is the one that Jesus being the sacrifice for the atonement, and it's full of faith, it's full of God faithfulness, through the faithfulness of Jesus that we have the ability, and also the not the ability but the privilege to be connected with God again, and that all we require is then we go into the spiritual law. The fourth element is we receive Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, and the meaning of as I pointed on, you know, for this morning, is like the meaning of him being the Lord, our Savior, is not just the head knowledge. It's of course, like, you know, when we come to faith, it's go by process. It's always, you know, there's up and down and all this time. The very key element is first is to acknowledge him being the Lord, and gradually we learn to acknowledge him in behavior. Not just the head knowledge saying, yes, you're the Lord, but we also have the matching behavior. And that's exactly the scripture here say, we're not to abandon any law, Lord, or regulations, but we are here to enforce it. Because by living the faith that we're walking into, we're enforcing the covenant that God has given us. And during my course, one of the sessions that we do with every week is we call it IPR. It's interpersonal relationship. And so there's a group of five of us. We will sit together every week and we will put in a table and share with them, you know, the struggle that we might have in our walk with God. And we always like address one or two personal issues. And this week, one of the brother, he was sharing, you know, he's a very logical person. He's well planned. He always planned 2 weeks ahead. And he's a very logical person. And he say that, you know, I do have some encounter with God, like, you know, supernatural experience, like when I come before God, like full of repentance during one night, and I really experience God's love. But every day, time, you know, he say, I'm not like a girl, like I don't have the lovey-dovey feeling every day. And sometimes he said, I don't feel God love in my everyday walk. And what I'm going to, and he know that serving God is a ministry of love. And he really want to experience that love of God. And so he invited us to share with him, you know, how you experience God love, you know, in your everyday walk to give you the energy to continue to walk that walk out your faith. And one of the brother was sharing that, you know, one of the moment he really felt God's love is actually repentance. When he realized how unworthy he is, how, you know, he's not deserving God's love, or, you know, the sin that he was living in, and in comparisons to the forgiveness that God had given him, he actually felt love at that moment. To me, it's like, oh, wow. I for me, it's more like everyday life, you know, seeing God, how he loved me, how he prepared for me, how, you know, the things that he done for me. It's always like the good thing, then I will see God's love. But this brother was giving me another angle in seeing that, you know, sometimes even in repentance, sometimes in reflection on ourselves, we experience God's love. And one of the questions that this brother asked the other put on the table is that, you know, if God is no longer in your life today, what would happen to you? And it's a question that I really felt is full of, you know, it could be a trap, but also is very inspiring. And I was so touched by one of the answers, is that I don't have my identity. If God is not in my life, I lost my identity. I don't know, I couldn't even fathom what my life would be. And I was so touched because it is when we talk about we being the sons and daughter, every time we're talking about connection with God, it's about our identity. It's only when we are thinking about a life that without God, it's things that we could not fathom. And I was so touched by that comment. And yeah, so this morning I would like to invite you guys. I know that, you know, every day, you know, living like out the ministry of love is not easy, because sometimes you get rejected, especially in the hospital. And I was like, go to the patient and they would just like look at you as if you're not there. When you're trying to show their care, concern, they just like turn their blind eye. And sometimes, you know, even if it rejected you, this is in the hospital, but also there are times that when we carrying out our identity as a Christians going into a workplace, you know, try to share the gospel. Sometimes, you know, we emphasize we have to use the wisdom. You know, you don't force people to accept it just because you think it's good. It's also, you know, with the wisdom and all these things. But at the same time, we get rejection a lot too. And it's not an easy path in a way. I would say that sometimes we got disappointed about many things. And really, this morning, I invite you guys to really go back to the very beginning, the very core, how you come to Christ, what is God to you. And from there, I hope that, you know, Holy Spirit come in and really give you extra strength for this morning. So perhaps, like, you know, spend a bit of time now to meditate on that.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became nothing, poured out to death. And many times I've wondered at your gift of life, I'm in that place once again. Once again, and once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. And once again I thank you, once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I'm saving grace. I'm full of praise once again. I'm full of praise once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. And once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. And once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life.
Holy Spirit, I just ask you, you know, throughout the day, you know, continue to speak to each one of us, Lord. I just ask that, you know, that still more voice, we are so sensitive to it because you are our very identity, you are our very being, Lord. And I just invite you and I ask Holy Spirit to pour out your spirit over each one of my brothers and sisters, Lord. Energize them, give them a fresh new day, because every day is a new day in you. And I ask that, you know, anoint their hand, anoint their mouth. Whatever they do will be for your glory, Lord. We're no longer that sinner that falls short of the glory, but really are the sons and daughter who are so secure in you, knowing that we have the righteousness of Jesus being quoted in us. Lord, that really bless them in their walk with you, Lord. Thank you so much, Father God, for your love. And we love you, and I pray all this in Jesus' name. Okay, let's also pray for the ministry that the church having this weekend, also next Monday. There's about six items that we are going to pray for, and I'm just going to list them out, and we ask you to pray that we will be having the soccer games ministry on Saturday, and also Just Dance, and also the IP ministry and youth group on Saturday, and also for Sunday service, Pastor Nate is going to preach. So really pray for special revelations to him, and also empowerment. And the other thing is the inner healing ministry also on Monday. So there will be four church members will be going for being ministers. So really cover them in your prayers, and also the ministry team as well. And also this Saturday we have mission training for the Cambodian trip, and also the Indonesian trip and Bhutan. So if you can cover all of this in your prayers now, thank you. Let's also pray for Pastor Sam Kim. He's very sick. He's been coughing and resting at home. So really pray for God's healing over him too. And the last prayer topic is the building search for the church building and also the building fund. Let's pray for God's provisions and miracle that we can see. Jesus, you are the head of our church. Without you, this is not a church anymore. And I just ask that you reside in this place, Lord. Really, we lift up this sanctuary to you and ask you to prepare, you know, for this Saturday ministry and Sunday ministry, Lord. We just invite your presence. Never leave this place. And your glory will continue to dwell in this place, Lord. Lord, that we just proclaim once again to you our need for you. And I just ask, Lord, that come in and lead us, Lord. All the ministry that we just mentioned, you know, on especially the mission training and for people that are going out, and just ask you to empower them and really just like this time, a good time to connect with you so that, you know, they know that when they go on to the mission field, they are carrying your presence, Lord. And also, I once again leave my brothers and sisters, those who are going to work afterwards, Lord, just give them wisdom, a godly wisdom from you, that in everything they do, they acknowledge you, and they are not leaning on their own understanding, but yours, and that their path will be straight because of you. And thank you, Lord, and we love you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.